Mourners chanted the names of those who had lost their lives at the hands of police since last June, when the Gezi Park protests erupted across Turkey. Early Tuesday morning, Berkan Elvan, a 15-year-old boy from Istanbul's Ok Maidani neighborhood, became at least the eighth fatality. His family said his weight had dropped to just 32 pounds after spending 269 days in intensive care. The Gezi Park unrest was sparked by a local protest to save a Central Park in Istanbul, but spiraled into a countrywide movement against rising authoritarianism in Turkey. It's been largely dormant since last summer, though police crackdowns continue on even small demonstrations as the country heads into elections seen as a key test for the ruling AK Party, which has been in power for the past 11 years. A funeral procession that the semi-official state news agency put in the tens of thousands chants, Berkan Elvan only lived for 15 years. The teenager's death has become a rallying cry that could reignite public anger against police repression. Elvin's peers said the boy was a respected high school student in this tight-knit neighborhood. 17-year-old Dilan Poyraz blames police and politicians for taking his young life.
Why are we here today? Because Berkan Elvan was struggling for his life for 269 days, but failed. Why did he fail? Because right here in the Ok Maidani neighborhood, he was struck in the head by a gas canister and he fell into a very deep coma. He was targeted by the police, shot in the head, when all he was doing was going out to buy a loaf of bread.
As Elvin's story has become a symbol for resistance against the ruling party, whose prime minister spent the day campaigning for local elections and has yet to comment on the mass protest, a chant goes up, calling Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan a murderer. Poyraz says the people will hold these leaders to account.
This is why we have gathered here, to show respect for his memory, to understand how he died. Because maybe the murderer is the state and the AKP is in power. The police gave instructions, the Minister of the Interior, the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister has congratulated the heroism of the police, but we'll show them heroism. It will be heroism of resistance.
As darkness fell, police moved in to block protesters from entering Taksim Square, the epicenter of last spring's Gezi Park protests. Clashes are expected to go into the evening as tens of thousands face down water cannons, rubber bullets, and tear gas in scenes reminiscent of 2013. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Istanbul.